Hello, hello, Esposito podcasties. I've had podcats before. I guess we've got two alien cat species in this campaign, so that makes it applicable as well. Why not? Hello, podcatters. No, I've lost it again. Anyway, for those of you back today to listen to a new episode of Esposito, I'd like to first apologise for the delay in getting this episode out, but I hope it's all the more sweeter when you get round to listening to it, and hopefully a more regular bi-weekly, as in fortnightly, episode release schedule will be back up and running. As usual, if you like the podcast, please leave a like, a review, share it with your friends, family, passers-by, animals. We've mentioned cats already. They might like it. They probably won't. Cats don't like much. Anyway, join us and listen as we continue our adventures into not the internet. It's legally distinct. Not that the internet is a legal entity, but this is called The Sim, and this is our journey through it, which continues now. Thanks.
Speaking of reliability,
I didn't bring my dice.
Okay, yeah, so speaking of reliability, Jesus Christ, John, get your shit together.
No, I can't lie, I just put them away very, very discreetly.
Yeah. For fuck's sake, John, sort your shit.
Where are you going?
I was going for something totally unrelated.
Fucking, all of you. Anyway. Speaking of reliability, you guys found out the hard way that the general construction standards within the sim are disastrously low after an encounter with a group of drones who attacked after you tried to break through a paywall that was blocking your path, during which you found out that at least some sections of the sim were being partitioned off by a mysterious individual known as Nick Sugarman and his social media company, who is not an allegory for anyone living or dead for legal purposes. After the drone attack, the bridge that you were attempting to traverse was destroyed. And although most of you managed to find yourselves on one side or the other of the chasm that was now breaking up your party, after a series of fairly ingenious rolls with ropes, Tyson fell in the drink. He got carried down the river and was saved at the last moment by a strange creature identifying themselves as Spooge. Naturally, meeting a strange man called Spooge in the forest, Tyson decided to follow him in hopes of finding some place of safety. The rest of you are currently stood on the other side of the plateau.
We got through the paywall, didn't we?
Yep, with a powered down paywall. To your left-hand side, you can see a sprawling forest. Sitting directly in front of you, you can see a winding path straight ahead. And to your right, you can see sprawling plains.
That was boring. So with the paywall, can we now cross it as and when we please?
For now, yes. The paywall is currently down. You're not sure when or if the paywall will be brought back up again. You can assume that at some point somewhere, just based on, I won't make you roll for it, just based on how kind of networks work, at some point in the system, there will be a notification that this paywall was down and some entity or other will be sent to repair it and diagnose the fault.
You put like a door stop in?
I mean, we have no idea where Tyson's gone, do we? Just downriver.
Yeah, downriver, which I think was to the left.
You can see from where you are the river's turning to flow through this forest.
So, best we can tell, the forest is the way towards him.
As far as you can tell, yes. But the road ahead is where your waypoint marker on your heads-up display is pointing you.
So it seems we've got one of two options, which is continue the marker, which I think is a very solid option. You know, we have a task. If I know anything which I researched about computer games, is that you follow the BP on the map.
But to counterpoint that, side quests can often net you some more XP. Do we have a particular attachment to this other Valmer?
No.
I do.
I'm not really interested in the XP, because what the penguin said is that I could get out of here maybe in a body of some form. That's what I decided to hear. So
I'm going to find my brother. That's the end of the sentence.
Who's that?
I'm sure that there could only be one. It's not either of you two. There's one person that needs finding. Should I connect the dots?
Yeah, both Valner, I didn't want to assume. You don't look very similar at all.
We've had conversations about this already. You spoke to him, I believe, earlier when you were on the other side of the river about the fact that we're brothers. It's come up. I feel like you keep forgetting it.
It feels weeks ago to me. After the trauma of the event.
No, I don't forget. I just choose not. It feels irrelevant to me.
I'm going to find my brother. That's the end of the sentence.
Well, I want to... I vote that way.
The two aren't mutually exclusive. Once we've found them, we can go that way. And I realise your counterpoint will be we could go that way and then go find him.
Yes. Also, I was going to say, he's a big boy. He could probably find us. I'm really hungry, and I just feel like this is the way.
You're hungry.
I'm hungry. I need to find things.
Is that something you might be able to eat in the forest?
Ugh, sounds like vegetables.
Not vegan. Fine. I'm sure there'll be more than vegetables. I don't know. Can you eat pixelated? How do we get sustenance in here?
I was wondering the same thing, actually. We don't have a physical body. So
it is quite bizarre. Neither of you, Billy or Raylor, are feeling any sense of hunger or any real pangs.
I liberate.
Logically speaking, you feel like you probably could eat stuff if you wanted to, but it doesn't feel like a physical compulsion.
I'm just going to throw out there that my subclass is called consumer. So if we're ruling now that eating things is a no-go.
No. It's just another thing that makes you weird.
We've got into a loose allegory of the internet that the consumer is definitely going to be an important factor.
Yeah.
Also, he did say that we don't need to eat, but we could.
There's only two settings in life. I'm hungry or I could eat. Like, what other times are there?
There's a brief time so you've had too much to eat and you're like, I couldn't possibly. Okay, then.
There's also, I'm not hungry and I'm sick.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's when something's wrong with you. So that's...
Well, there's also, I'm actively eating.
Yeah, but that's still, I could eat. Or I'm hungry.
Or is it I could eat or is it I'm eating?
We still could eat.
Feel the different states.
Mm.
What about when you're asleep?
I could eat.
You could eat.
You could dream about it.
Sleep eating, you know, it's a thing.
I've woken up hungry, therefore I must have been hungry in my sleep.
I love the modern day philosophy that goes on in this group.
Oh. Eat, sleep,
I wake up hungry, therefore...
I am.
Man is hungry.
That's what I am hungry. Therefore, it's time for a McDonald's breakfast, sponsored by McDonald's.
I fucking wish.
It would be good to be sponsored by McDonald's. That way we could survive this cost of living crisis. Except this episode's going to go out when we're in the depths of it and we've all already died.
Oh, yeah, yeah, this will be post.
I'm confused about how we're going to release it, but I'm going to leave that to Tom.
Either way, I think that you, I point at Tom, you have the casting vote in this apparent democracy.
I'd like to point out that your Pingu / Crocubot Lord had confidence in the group of us, not any particular individual. Therefore, one would surmise, as a result of that assertion, that all of us are required.
I'm feeling very conflicted about that. My admittedly joke god turned out to be a joke. And whilst, you know, I always knew that in the back of my head, it's quite a shock to be confronted by that. But anyway, in terms of next steps, I think the extra experience points.
Ugh,
earlier,
hooray!
Side quest, baby.
I mean, this guy has never really played a video game, has he? He doesn't know that the fun is in the completionism. Let's complete the sim.
We ignore the main storyline and we go off and do our own things for the next.
Still never completed Skyrim. I'm quite close. I don't think I've ever actually completed it.
Were we on the 2000th edition of Skyrim at the moment?
Absolutely ruling it as canon.
I honestly couldn't tell you whether or not I finished Fallout. Like, genuinely, I don't know.
I did play Skyrim on my Alexa in the car once.
How?
You can play Skyrim on Amazon Echoes.
Again, how?
I'll tell you a joke.
Is that like a type story where you tell Alexa what you do?
It's exactly that.
Oh my god, I love it.
Wake up in the back of a cart.
I feel like Skyrim's just going to become an industry on its own.
Yeah, I mean, they made it as a joke, but I still played it as a joke.
Do you get to do things like Ifus Rodar?
Yes, you can. I think you can. It's been a while.
What, is it the entire game?
No, it's like an abridged, silly version. It's not a legitimate product.
Has anyone got an Alexa in range? I want to try Alexa Ifus Rodar.
Alexa, play Skyrim.
Welcome back to Skyrim, adventurer. You are standing at a crossroads deciding where to go. In one direction is a fortified town, in the other is a fishing camp. Where would you like to go?
Go to the fishing camp.
Once at the fishing camp, a Breton thieves guild fence greets you. She looks sad. She tells you her partner was killed by a mysterious evil in a haunted cave. Will you avenge her partner?
Fine.
Put a bucket on her head.
It's your first dungeon. As the mighty
obviously. Stop Skyrim. So what we can take from
Why do we need Aaron?
Yeah, that Aaron is entirely surplus to a requirement.
Okay, guys, I'm going to bed. Have fun playing Skyrim.
The quality was better as well, the recording.
So yeah, if you have an Echo, you can play Skyrim on it.
Oh my god, I love that.
I've never really played it apart from I just played it in the car once because I was in traffic and it felt like something to do.
Genuinely, I think we should just have an episode where we do that.
I don't disagree. I think that sounds great.
Get ready for the spin-off, guys.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, hang on. So...
anyway, side quest, yes, let's go eat the brother.
Fine, but on the condition that I get to eat.
Not him.
It's a good clause. Or me.
Or me.
Okay, so are you guys progressing increasingly warily through this forest?
Well, give me a yes before we move on. I need that verbally. I need to stop. You're not going to see anybody involved in this party.
Still just walks towards the forest.
He's going to eat, isn't he?
I think he's probably going to at least try and definitely one or both of us.
Let's see if we can get another party party member who's smaller.
How do we... I guess we just walk along the river until we see signs that he's not in the river anymore.
Are you talking to me or them?
Either, both.
Yeah, it's a logical way to progress. The last place you saw him was in the river. The sensible option would be to try and find the river in the forest and then follow it down.
Which is where Spill is heading. Yay!
What the voice said in my head that I think you can all hear as well.
It's me, what? God. Kill the president. But no, don't.
Which God? Which president? I assume that here in both the sim and not the future, it's the present day for me, there are many presidents.
Yes.
Good, right, okay. Genocide of presidents.
Solves the food problem as well.
Soylent Green. The presidential variety. I lost it. I'm sorry.
So, you guys start to head into the forest. The densely packed trees form a canopy that quickly blots out the bright sun, but it doesn't do so in a way that you expect. Light here seems to be just another factor in rendering, rather than a natural reproduction. You reach a certain point as you penetrate the woodland where suddenly the... Do not waggle your eyebrows at me as I say penetrate the woodland. You're better than that.
No, we're not.
We're not.
Yeah, I don't, yeah, of course you're not.
I didn't.
Oh, yes, you're very special. You're like Craig. Shut up, Tom.
Don't get pissy at people for doing it and then get pissy at people for not doing it, all right? Pick a fucking lane.
No. Multi-track drifting. No one likes to kiss ass, Tom. So suddenly the light just blinks down a couple of notches. Suddenly everything is, rather than going dark, is suddenly being seen through a greyish filter. And it's quite jarring at first, but you quickly get used to it. Can you guys make perception checks for me?
13 for Philly.
Okay.
15.
17.
Okay. So, Spill, you're trudging through the forest in the lead. So you're the first to hear the sound of running water. It's off to your left-hand side, as you were expecting. You can hear the rushing water, and this is actually quite a faithful rendering, at least, unlike everything else that you've encountered so far, that has been some form of uncanny. The objects that you've seen have been blocky. The environments that you've seen have been slowly popping into focus as you draw close to them. Even the visual nature of things around you appears to be a series of filters and light boxes, but this actually sounds like faithful trickling water, rushing water even.
So yeah, Spill will head in that direction towards that for sure.
Okay. Raylor, you notice the sound of water as well, but something else catches your eye. You notice some etchings on a nearby tree, and you investigate out of kind of idle curiosity more than anything, and you notice that the writing, rather than being a kind of declaration of love or a simple statement of presence or even a bit of graffiti, it's quite professionally etched vertical script. And it's odd. It's surprising. The tree has the words inverted baking written on it.
Inverted baking?
Yes.
Hey, Philly?
Yes.
You're one to surf the sim, as it were, I think. Do you know of any deep, dank memes relating to, you know, as in lore, relating to inverted baking?
That's a good question.
Because, you know, what I mean by deep, dank memes, obviously, is that is ancient lore of the sim.
From the early days of the internet.
Do people still call things dank memes? I don't know.
Possibly. I'm nearly 30. I'm slowly being unplugged out of all internet social circles.
We're going to assume that's still a thing in however far this is in the future. There will always be dank memes.
As long as the sun shines.
Can Philly do a lore check or anything about that?
Yes, you can.
Just thought he might know more about the internet. That's not terrible. That's 17.
Okay, so you have heard of inverted baking. It's not so much a meme as it is an incredibly niche hobby. It started as a practical joke among the Dendu, but they basically, with their advanced technology, they were able to deconstruct items at the molecular level. And the Dendu youth, or a subsection of the Dendu youth, found that it was quite fun to deconstruct baked goods at the molecular level, stripping them down to their constituent parts of flour and eggs and whatever else you decided to put into these things, but always explosive in nature.
That's pretty dank, to be fair.
Wow, I got, I've got so many questions. Like,
is the Dendu youth, is that just young Dendu, or is there an actual, like, wing?
And
yes.
Okay.
I have questions about inverted baking. So, say, for example, a cake which has many slices, but like a maximum, really, of 4 eggs. Were someone to deconstruct a slice of cake, how many eggs would be in that slice?
That depends.
I assume it would be proportional to the amount of how big the slice is compared to how big the total cake was compared to how many eggs were involved.
Theoretically, yes. But sometimes it's about just the placement of molecules.
How mixed it was.
Yeah, hence the explosions.
Like, so would it appear as just like a small egg? And there would be no shell, presumably, because you don't put that in the cake unless you're a fucking yes. Am I right?
Hence the explosions.
Okay. All right. Explosive. It sounds fun. Messy, though. Ugh. Not for me. All right. Any idea why it would be on a tree, or should we just move on?
Assuming whoever lived here had hobbies and was Dendu. Possibly.
Who lives in the sim? That's weird. I suppose we do now, actually. If you can call it living, am I right?
Are we in the sim at the moment? We're on the wrong side of the firewall. Or are we in the dark web?
No, you haven't hit that yet. That's when the podcast gets really weird.
The dark forest of the dark web. Oh, no.
Well, let's log inverted baking for now and carry on to the river.
Okay, so
no one eat any baked goods in this area.
So as this conversation takes place, another conversation is taking place somewhere else in the forest with Tyson and his new companion, Spooge. Tyson, you're still quite battered from your careening course down the river. You are also quite confused. Spooge hasn't really answered many of your questions that you've had so far, but has basically been the most helpful thing that you've encountered, including your allies, since you've ended up in the sim. And so you decided to follow him. And you've been walking for a few minutes now in almost complete silence, with Spooge walking slightly ahead of you. You can see his disproportionately large head sort of bobbing from side to side as his minuscule body waddles forward at a reasonable pace, but obviously slightly slower than you would be able to walk on your own.
Is he taking me away from, like, what direction roughly? Is he taking me away from the river or back the way I came?
He's taking you parallel to the river, but deeper into the forest.
But upriver or downriver?
Downriver.
Downriver. Oh.
Downriver, deeper into the forest.
Excuse me, Mr. Splooge, mate.
Splooge. There's no L.
The L is silent. Right.
The L is absent. What do you want?
We're going downriver, and I came from upriver. So,
yeah,
Where are you taking me?
Well, we'll need to cross the river, and since you blew up the bridge at the top of the river, we need to go to the other bridge that's deeper in the forest.
So, hold on. Which side of the river am I on? Am I on the side with the big paywall or the opposite side?
You're on the wrong side of the river, basically. But once we cross this bridge, then you'll be on the right side of the river. You'll be around the paywall. It's kind of a back door sort of thing.
Oh, right. So once we cross, I'm on the right side of the river. I can go back up river and meet my mates.
I mean, sure, if you want. I'm just trying to get you out of the forest, man. I don't know what to tell
you. Yeah. No, you seem on a level.
You know, about that. And Spooge kind of turns to you and gives you an appraising look. What's your deal, man? Just kind of fell down the river and, like, I didn't want to kind of bombard you with questions straight up out of the river, but it's kind of weird. It doesn't happen a lot. I mean, it happens sometimes, but not a lot.
I mean, what is that, like, level one, the bridge is really easy to cross and I didn't do it and failed?
I mean, I didn't want to say that, but yeah, famously, people are, you know, crossing bridges. It's not supposed to be difficult.
I mean, I've got this, you know, weird, I suppose I can call him a companion now, who suggested that we do a zip line over the river. And that didn't work. So if I do connect with my group again, just remind me when we see them not to do anything that weird little man suggests.
I can't remember, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't my fault.
Who said that?
There's an echo in the forest, a lisping echo. Spooge just raises an eyebrow at you and says, I dare you to make less sense. Do you know where you are?
Did you not dare me to make less sense? That doesn't matter. No, I've got absolutely no fucking idea. I know that I'm in a virtual world, a forest by a river in a virtual world. I'm dead in real life, and I completed my mission, I suppose. I'm here with my brother, which I want to make sure he gets out alive, basically. That's it. That's all I want.
So Spooge raises his tiny arms, and you think he's kind of rubbing his temples. To you, he looks like he's doing the tragedy dance from Steps.
Classic.
And he just looks at you and he says, did you say you were dead?
Yes, as in my physical body in the real world is no more, decimated in an explosion on a ship. So bits of me now are probably flying about vacuum of space while I'm here all pixelated talking to a fucking dinosaur.
I'm not a dinosaur to start. I'm an abandoned profile. I was set up by... if I had a mother, do you think she would call me Spooge? Like, I'm getting ahead of myself. So, If you're dead, I'm assuming you're one of the lizard's latest group of psychopaths that he sent looking for the node.
I mean, yeah, I mean, you know this guy then, do you?
Yeah, he's a lot. He spent a few years, a while back, just kind of going around being a dick in the sim because he was dead. And then he found out about this mother node thing, which I gotta be honest, I don't think really exists. And then he just kind of zeroed in on it, you know? And every time this weird kind of ghost in the machine thing happens where a person's thorium rig or whatever transports their brainwaves to the sim, he sends them out looking for the node, and then they never come back.
Well, theoretically, you know, you've got some sort of artificial intelligence, obviously quite a clever guy. Do you think you could use a node and transport into a body in the real world?
Look at me. Do you think that this is a shape that would be supported in the mid-world? I'd be dead in seconds. I'd be crushed by my own head. Besides, I was never really alive anyway. The sim's kind of weird. Look, where are you? This place? This is called the Forum Forest. This is just every tree. He raises a stubby hand and points at one of the trees. And this one says, again, in a similar kind of printed vertical script that the rest of you saw, this one says space metal detecting. And he points it and he says, each of these trees represents a forum. And every single forum makes up the forest. The forest is accessed and tended to by user profiles, like me. When the accounts get locked or abandoned or just left for a long time. Sometimes they kind of gain sentience. Nobody really knows why. And he just sort of gestures to himself. And then we're here.
Are you like a shepherd of these forums?
He sort of waves a hand as if to demystify the point. I wouldn't go that far. I just sort of live here, dude.
Are you like a tree herder? A shepherd of the forest?
Trees don't move. Why would I need to shepherd them?
Well, I don't fucking know. I'm in a bloody virtual world. Trees could move. Trees could do whatever.
You know what? Fuck it. That's actually a good point. I'm not going to bust your chops on that one.
Oh, well, that's pretty cool. Yeah. So there's loads of people within these trees, like basically being toxic at each other about, I don't know, popular culture references and stuff like that.
I mean, most of the, some are more toxic than others. Don't go near the tree that says inverted baking. That's not a good place to be.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that's quite contentious.
Yeah, it's real fast, just real fast. It's surprising.
That Mary Berry, eh? Fucking hell.
Mm-hmm. We're technically not allowed to talk about her anymore. Not after what she did to all those Burmese children. Edit that out. Edit that out.
No, at the time of recording, she's still alive as far as we know, so it's okay.
But yeah, there's a lot of us in here. It's kind of got a little weird after the big guy showed up, though.
The big guy?
You know, that guy on the paywall.
Oh, yeah, that cunt. He's some sort of, what, tech mogul?
He's an asshole is what it is. But yeah, I think so. He seems to think he owns the sim, and he's just started carving it up. Apparently there's a lot of rumors saying he wants to get rid of the forest so he can compartmentalize and monetize everything.
Oh no, pay to win?
Pay to talk, more like.
What about freedom of speech, man? Fuck that.
Right arm, brother.
Give me some respect.
He reaches up and tries, but you end up kind of brushing his massive head with your knuckles.
Sorry, that was awkward.
Yep, let's not do that again.
I'll just go into like a pat. A couple of pats on his head.
Yeah, I'm not a such fan of that either.
Okay. Well, just hands to ourselves. Yeah, no touching.
Yeah, I'm much more comfortable with that. Shall we keep going?
Yeah, lead on. Onwards and upwards.
Yeah, so cut back to you guys. So the rest of you are currently, the spill has started heading towards the river, but Billy and Raylor are still investigating this tree.
Yeah, we said just bank that, move on. Follow the potential number of my soul. I think soul. I don't think I don't have a body anymore.
Trying to think about it.
I think you can just say brother. That's technically correct.
I can say what?
You can just say brother. We can just go follow your brother.
No, so the one that wants to eat people isn't my brother.
Oh no, but we're heading towards him. We're heading towards the one who wants to eat us as well, but your brother is presumably downstream.
Both. Well, one thing is definitely true in that we're heading towards the one that wants to eat us. And the other thing is possibly true, hopefully true, in that we're heading towards my brother. But yes, I see your point. Let's go that way.
Okay. So you guys start heading towards the river. And you very quickly come to the edge. And you see a river. There isn't much else to see. You're currently on the side of the river that corresponding to the paywall side of the gorge that you were at.
As we get to the river, you just see Spill jump out from behind a tree and go, ah, oh,
no.
Sorry.
Were you going to eat us?
Well, not now.
But right up until the point where you apologised, it sounded like you were quite set on the idea.
It was more to me than it was a social convention. I'm still learning. And I don't eat people, per se. Let's go.
So how do you want to proceed on that terrifying note?
Does he just mean humans when he says that?
That doesn't calm me too much. If it's just humans, that's fine. Weird looking creatures.
If humans are the only thing he doesn't eat, I think we're both in trouble.
Yes. I wonder if there's a difference in the flavour between like a human and a Valda.
More gamey, I'd imagine.
Which one?
Is there a problem, gentlemen? I walked off. I thought the convention was for you to follow.
Is there a taste difference between a Valma and a human? The catch by that matter.
Taste is such a strange way to quantify. But it's not taste. I don't eat people, per se.
That's much worse.
This isn't making me feel any more comfortable.
It was the per se, wasn't it? That was the big
yeah, thing. Like he keeps saying things that should make me feel more comfortable, but in a way that makes me feel less comfortable.
Let's move on.
Let's follow the river.
So keep an eye out for signs where he's made land. Presumably he's made landfall, otherwise.
Yeah, let's just walk down the river and look for places where he might have climbed out. I assume that he'd left some tracks, depending on how good the graphics are.
I mean, he was very uncoordinated, so I can't imagine him stealthily climbing out of the river.
Yeah, but it's more about the graphics. Like, if it's the sort of place where you can't shoot out a light bulb, then I doubt that he's going to be able to leave tracks.
Or he's going to leave really obvious tracks.
Can I look behind and see if we've left any tracks?
Yes, you can. You turn around and you see that you're leaving very kind of like shoe-like imprint, like, you know, from like old like cop cartoons.
Yeah.
In a trail behind you.
I think it's safe to say that any signs that he's climbed up to the river would be fairly obvious.
It's also safe to say that that is not the shape of my feet.
Oh, it's absolutely not the shape of anyone's feet.
Yeah, I have claws.
I mean, currently, so does Spill. He has huge bony claws.
Yours are bigger than mine.
But, is that a... We'll put a pin in that. Okay, yeah. Spill carry on going looking for any signs or tracks of...
We need to look on both sides of the river. We don't know which side it's come out on, do we?
That's true, yes. We should probably keep an eye on.
I've spent enough time in the river, so I'm going to dibs. This is how it's known. Dibs. This side of the river.
No, I meant we can just look over there.
I've dibbed this side of the river, and Spill looks down at the floor.
Okay. Roll investigation checks then, guys.
Can you not use survival for tracking?
You know, yeah, you can use survival if you want to.
In that case, 11.
That's a 20 for survival.
Oh!
So, quite predictably, Relor, you are so focused on the trail that you occasionally bounce off of the odd tree here and there. Billy, you're panning from left to right, trying to take in either side of the riverbank. But it's the Spill who actually finds the trail, despite the fact that it's not on his side of the river. He's momentarily distracted by what appears to be a minor kind of graphics glitch in the flow of the river, where a polygon seems to be attempting to kind of flow upwards up the riverbank in sort of a flickering motion. It's jarring even for the who has quite laser focused on his own side of the bank. And he looks up and he can see a small burr on the riverbank that sort of indicates that someone has hauled themselves up and out of the water. And as you peer across onto the bank, you can see these footsteps.
Yet again, Spill has saved the day.
But you can also see another pair of tracks next to it, which is just very, very small shoe prints running parallel.
Well, gentlemen, I feel like we should go back the way we came and go back towards the map marker. All the evidence suggests that your brother was dragged out of the river by a second person, bludgeoned over the head and eaten.
Alternatively, that could be something else that you can eat.
Well, yes, anything could have happened, but I'm assuming that that is what has happened. You can clearly see two sets of tracks on the other side of the river. Yonder.
I mean, the tracks make me think that he wasn't dragged out, as though they both walked.
About a 5x5.
He may have been coerced under duress. In perpetuity, Your Honour.
Overruled?
I think you know what all of those words mean.
I get most of my reasoning from
Billy and the Spill. You both get inspiration for that little exchange.
Most of my arguing comes from some old VHS tapes which were in the cell.
It's the medium that will last forever.
VHS will never die, except for like now.
Oh yeah, it'll be back.
Yeah, I genuinely saw a sign the other day that said you could turn your VHSs into DVDs and your DVDs into just MP4 files. And I was like, who has DVDs, like VHSs, to turn into DVDs? And why would they?
It's a weird thing to say, John, because out of anyone I know, you were the last person to have VHSs in your house. You had fucking tons of them at...
Yeah, but that was because my ex had a show that involved VHSs. That we didn't watch them.
Well, not you weird, I swear.
You had them.
There was a corner full of, I would say, almost 100 VHSs.
You were the last hope for humanity.
The last best hope.
I'm pretty sure one of them was the Little Mermaid, so.
Last best hope. Speaking of Little Mermaids, is there a way to get to the other side of the river?
How wide is it?
It's probably at this point maybe about 15 feet wide.
Oh, that's all right.
Probably too far to jump.
Spill, you know how your hands became claws? Can they do other things? Maybe more suited to swimming, perhaps?
What do them hands do?
What else do those hands do?
I'm also curious if I could use the canopy that spreads over us and my climbing speed to just sort of climb over the river.
You know what? You can have a go. Roll an athletics check.
Shit.
Wait, take a rope with you.
No ropesies. What did you roll?
Wait, let me see if I get anything else for being a cat.
Everybody wants to be a cat until they fall in the river and they fucking die.
Two.
Jesus Christ, this river, man, it's just going to claim your... Oh, so since you were just attempting to climb up the tree, you size up the tree for a moment. You make a set of complex, instantly triple-checked calculations in your mind. Rub your hands together, unsheath your cat claws, and run at the nearest tree and just hit it square in the face, and you just bounce off.
No, I'm not that sort of cat.
Yeah, I've definitely seen my cat do this before.
I'm not that sort of cat. There's a reason I'm not a soldier and I work with computers.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Is it not? I don't know. They're not very popular on the Valna homeworld. No one's ever corrected me.
Okay. Voice in your head out.
Do you pronounce it voice in my head?
I don't. Bye.
Simon. Philly, how do you pronounce computers?
Not like that, but it's quite amusing you say it that way. I'm not surprised people haven't changed it before. Computers.
It's wrong to me. It's got all the letters. That's right.
Computers. Yes.
So, according to the rules, if I get a 10-foot run-up, I can jump as far as my strength in feet.
Okay, so what's your what is your strength?
So, my strength's 14. So, if I took a good run-up, could I jump the vast majority of it and use my claws to dig into the bank on the other side?
Hmm. Yes, roll an acrobatics check for that last bit, though.
Can it be athletics just for the whole thing, or?
I was just trying to mix things up because we've had a lot of athletics checks.
I'm better at them, though.
Yeah, you know what? Fine. But no one give me shit for making you roll constant fucking athletics checks.
20.
Okay, yeah. In your periphery, you see Relord run at this tree and then slide off of it. And then, almost spitefully, you launch yourself across this river with your huge, hideous claws raised.
Help me.
Huh?
Just jumping.
Did he just say, go me? And so, with a cry of go me, the spill launches himself across the river and embeds his claws into the bank. And before your toes even touch the water, you manage to lift yourself up and onto the bank.
It's about 14 and a bit feet. Let's say 15.
Rules question for Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
I could jump 10 feet, but my reach is 5 feet.
No. If you had like a grappling hook or something, I'd give you a chance to roll for it.
I'm pretty sure we've rope.
Okay, well, can't really leave you on this side because it's, you know, your brother, but based on calculations in my head, I could jump maybe 15 feet based on the strength of my legs.
It is a big jump.
15 feet.
15 feet is a lot.
It's my strength of my legs. Voice in my head.
You know what? Okay, roll an athletics check.
I'm going to trail some rope with me then. So you, Raylor, hold on to this.
I bet you're trailing rope. Yeah, how are you securing your rope?
I don't know what that means. I'm just giving one side to Raylor.
Okay. Cool. Yep.
Okay, so hold this piece of rope.
Needs to be grab your rope.
We can grab the. We can get you across the river.
This is exactly what I was expecting.
Through the water if we need to. Okay.
I love how this river is just very quickly becoming all of your nemesis.
That's an 18.
Yeah. Damn. So you take a slightly longer run up than the spill, but you manage to just power your way across with an enormous leap, and then you tuck and roll as you land on the other side.
So we're alone.
Not for much longer. Raylor, I'm going to tie an end off to the tree here. You keep hold of that piece of rope and jump as far as you can. You're probably going to get wet, but we can drag you the rest of the way. It might be better to tie it around your waist. Can you tie knots? I should have thought about this before I jumped. Oh, dear.
I understand the concept of tying a knot. I don't think I've ever practically done it.
Just hold on.
I'll do both. I'll tie a knot based on my understanding of knots, which is cursory.
Which is not a lot.
And then I'll also... It's not... I see what you did there. Oh, it was very witty. Very witty.
Terrible.
I'll tie a knot and then I'll hold on to the rope.
Yes, as though it were a HDMI cable. I'm assuming they're still used in the future as well.
Yeah, they just say it in the whole word in the future. It's just Hudima.
Hudima. Hudimi.
Why would I hold on to a Hudima?
You're taking it to connect a monitor.
Oh, right. Okay, so I'm not actively using it yet. I'm transporting it to a usable location. I understand. I'll hold on.
Just a point of order on this. I realized last time when you guys were doing stuff with a rope, I got you guys to use sleight of hand. But then, like, when I wasn't drunk anymore, I remembered that there is a thing to do rope with in this game, and it's called survival. So if you want me to be consistent, we can keep using sleight of hand. Or if you want me to play the game as it's actually meant to be played, then we can do survival.
I kind of want to just, like, swing wildly between the two.
Okay. Sleight of hand. Check, please.
Shit.
Does John have disadvantage because he doesn't have hands, he has paws?
No, that's absurd.
Sleight of paw check, please.
15.
Okay, you managed to tie off what it is it's a strong knot, but it's not a knot that can be easily undone. You've gone down the route of a primary school child that has learnt about a double knot and
someone's pulled their tie.
Yeah.
So how I currently tie my shoes. Gotcha.
Yes.
You buy a new pair of shoes and never again.
Exactly. Did you know? Because we spend too much time together, that's.
You basically tied a Gordian knot here. So So yeah, there's going to be no quick release if you need that for any reason, but you feel that you're quite secure.
When you say that, it sounds like he's going to need to use it.
Oh, we'll see.
So I will...
What's your strength?
10.
Okay. So you're definitely going to get wet, but we'll see how much of this you clear.
All right, what am I rolling?
An athletics check.
Should I make it acrobatics using my cat-like agility?
You know what? Just to mix things up, yes.
Yay! 16.
Okay. So after tying
no,
up this...
No. I was looking at astrophysics. It's 14.
Okay. So after tying off this fairly impressive knot, the spill and filly, you kind of look nonplussed as Relor takes a gymnastic starting pose. And as you watch, he begins what you think was supposed to be a cartwheel, but very quickly descends into a vertical crash test dummy test.
14 isn't that bad.
He falls over his own shoulders and inexplicably manages to recover, bounces off of his haunches, and clears about 5 feet into the center of the river.
What? Again, I feel like a 14 is not that bad.
No, but this was funnier.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that.
You didn't crit fail, but it was just having your IT nerd attempt acrobatics. It just deserved it.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. I feel like I should permanently have disadvantage on doing physical things because that's the character that I've made.
I feel like he's lost the contents of his upper breast pocket in this attempt.
Well, no, my favourite pen.
It just clatters out onto the floor and then splash.
Just for the record, Spill is watching this with absolutely no reaction.
I suppose it's all right because the actual physical pen's already been destroyed by the explosion that my body was engulfed in, but that's still... Oh, that's...
It stings.
I still leave a sentimental scar. Also, is it cold water? Is it salty? What are we talking?
It's cold. It's not salty, but it has a strange consistency for you. It's almost like ultrasound gel.
I suddenly want to get back in.
That's kind of sexy now. And
what?
And can I, like, whilst I'm floating in it, and like, presumably, like, the rope is tugging on the tree and I'm being dragged.
You're not really floating, you're more sort of being buffeted by the current at the tall end of this rope.
Can I see my feet under the water?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting. You're not interesting, it's just, you know, it lets me know about the level of detail that the game has. I guess I try and pull myself up the rope towards the shore.
Okay, make a strength check.
Can Philly help by pulling from his side as well?
Yes, a roll by a 10 to help.
Oh, 13.
Okay, so yeah, you can make this roll with advantage. Very low.
18.
Okay, yeah. So you're able to quite quickly pull yourself up the rope and then with a splutter and a gasp, pull yourself out of the river onto the bank.
Shake myself.
I'm sure you do. Give it in that gel.
I'll shake it off. Shake it off.
You're suddenly very poofy.
I spend the next sort of half hour as we're walking, like licking my paw and trying to comb my kind of middle-y mangy mane back down.
Okay, cool. So, yep, you guys are all now on the side of the river with Tyson's tracks. What would you like to do?
Phil just stands there pointing at the tracks silently.
Well done, Phil. Shall we?
He silently walks off.
Okay, so I'm not going to make you roll because the tracks are quite easy to follow.
Can we just point out that we've not untied the rope from the tree, so after about 10 seconds of walking, Raylor is stopped dead by the fact that he's tied to a tree.
Okay, yeah, that happens.
Yeah. We should undo this. You might need to just cut your rope a little bit. I don't know how to undo my knot.
Yeah, what's your survival score?
9.
Yeah.
We got I've got a plus three to my survival.
You literally could not roll high enough to get you out of this. Unless you rolled a natural 20.
I might just cut it.
Can Spill just swipe at it with his claw?
Yeah.
No, don't do that. I need to cut it near me. Otherwise, I've just got a belt that's made of rope.
You now have a belt made of rope.
No, for flip, mother. Plopper. This is not... I don't want a flipping rope belt. Thank you. And then he just uses... Raylor just uses his claw to cut the rope belt off himself. We all have claws. What you need to understand, what comes with having claws, is that there's a responsibility about how and when you use them.
You know, all this stress sometimes taints the meat.
You can only take that as a good thing. I want my meat tainted. I don't deal well in high-pressure situations. I'm very stressed. Do this sort of flicking my claws out because that's what I do. I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean it. No offense.
It's a joke. I don't eat people, per se.
I know. It's like,
I'm really enjoying the Spill's catchphrase. Like, that is a t-shirt waiting to happen.
I don't feel safe.
I don't think any of us do.
Don't question it. Should we follow the road? Nice belt, by the way.
No, it's gone now. I cut it off with my claws.
It was a nice belt.
Do you feel left out being the only one that can't have claws?
Or being the only one who no longer has an intact rope?
That's the main reason I feel left out by this. Yes.
Yeah, I can see how that would be disappointing.
Of course I can live without, because at the moment they've not added much to my experience. They've merely detracted from it.
You're saying that, but otherwise I'd be tied to this tree forever.
That would be a shame. Shall we?
You guys set off following the trail. Meanwhile, Tyson and Spooge, you're progressing on at a reasonable pace. To the point where, Tyson, can you roll a perception check for me?
Oh, that's not very good. 7.
You can see that there's a bend in the river, but as you kind of narrow your eyes, sort of peer down it to make out what's coming on, your view's blocked by a large bush. But you hear Spooge's voice from down by your knee say, "We're getting pretty close. You should be able to see the bridge now."
Okay, great. I mean, this bridge doesn't have anything similar to the other bridge, right? Like flying fucking robots that are going to kill us.
I don't know. There's nothing like that down here. Those killbot things are on Sugarman's payroll.
So this bridge is decidedly chill.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing to worry about. Worst thing you can find in this forest is maybe the odd loser. And, yeah. I mean, I suppose there's the trolls, but, you know, they've been pretty quiet recently.
All right. Hold on. We'll get to the trolls, but... Did you say Zuzu?
Zuzus. Sorry, that's my accent.
Uzis?
Zuzers.
Oh, Uzis, okay.
God, open your fucking ears.
Sorry, it's just the whole... Sometimes it sounds like you've got a mouth full of Spooge. Is that how you got your name?
Spooge gives you a hard look. I've been nothing but nice to you, man.
It's just a joke, you know. Mates tell each other jokes at each other's expense. So,
look, I didn't ask to be born, okay? I didn't ask to be fucking made. I didn't ask to be a goddamn meme account that people could fucking use to comment hateful shit on the people's posts. I just want to be a good guy, you know. I just want to help people, but I'm. Spurge. He makes this sort of sarcastic motion which involves his entire body. There's some fucking weird little totem in a goddamn metaphor forest on the internet.
Oh, no, you do yourself a disservice, mate. I mean, you know, you just met me and you're helping me survive in this place. So you're a stand-up guy, in my opinion, and if that even counts anymore.
Spooge kind of looks at the ground, kicks at it a little bit, frustratedly, and says, "Nah, you're okay too if a weirdo drops out of the sky."
Mate, come on. If we're mates now and we can take the piss out of each other, just call me a cunt. Go on.
He looks up at you and he says, "I don't even know your real name."
Tyson.
Oh, okay. Tyson, you're a cunt.
Yeah, Arsh.
Spooge laughs at this, but make another perception check for me.
Eight.
So you're laughing quite hard, a little bit harder than Booge, who suddenly looks up and he holds up a small stubby hand and he says, "Did you hear that? I think someone's coming."
"Oh, no, I didn't. Shall we hide?"
"Yeah, here, hide behind the whale sounding tree."
"Whale sounding tree?"
There's a tree behind you with the vertical words "whale sounding."
Ah, is it making whale sounds?
No. Which is concerning.
Bit creepy. All right, I'll hide behind whale sounding tree that doesn't sound like whale sounds.
So yeah, roll a stealth check.
Right, so I got a natural 4 last time, a natural 5. Have a look. That's actually a natural 6. Well, I'm getting better.
You're slowly getting better. Okay. Okay.
8 stealth.
8 stealth. Wow. Okay. So the rest of you are making good progress along the track, and you suddenly see the track sort of veer off into the forest. Could you all make perception checks for me, please?
Can do.
Oh, that was 17.
Can't do, that's a 2.
It's weird. I know it's flavoured differently, but like, because Spilly's act is technically like based on a druid, like these sort of things are coming up quite well for him.
Nice. Okay, so Philly, you're just hearing off into the forest.
I got a 17, sorry.
Okay. Spill and Reload, your eyes directly follow the path of the tracks that you've seen onto the trunk of a tree that has the words "whale sounding." why did I pick that name? written down it. And hiding behind a leaf, you can see the form of Tyson. Down by a much lower branch, you can see this weird creature that has this large, it's maybe about 3-4 foot tall. It's got a large, fairly featureless ovoid head with a pair of orange eyes and an open orange mouth. It has a small antenna sticking out of the top of its head and a very small bulbous body that ends in 4 stubby appendages that you assume are its hands and feet.
"Hello. Do you want to come with me?"
The small creature kind of cringes behind its branch.
"Tyson, are you done with that?"
"What? Oh, fuck. What are you doing? You made me zip line over a fucking river and fall into it, and then don't go anywhere near this bloke. Can I tell by his eyes that he's..."
Yeah, roll a sense motive check.
Wait. What's that in 5e terms?
It's insight.
Insight, sorry.
That's good. That's 18.
Yeah, you are getting real cannibal vibes off of this bill right now. Well, not cannibal vibes, more this dude definitely wants to eat your dog.
Yeah, whoa. Weird companion bloke that nearly got me killed. Stay away.
Okay, I did not make you do anything, nor did I make you let go and fall into a river.
It was your suggestion that led to my near-death experience, so...
Also, he did want to abandon you and head off towards the hub, which I was like, no, he's my brother.
Who are you going to believe? Me or him?
You know what, Raylor? Nobody likes a fucking tattletale. Bill, you're fucking weird, but for some reason, I like you. Just don't eat my dinosaur friend here.
Well, this is... I don't eat people, per se. But I've not done...
He keeps saying per se, and I'm not sure he knows what it means.
It's even more concerning if he does.
Does he think I'm called Percy?
I've got to be frank. I've forgotten your name.
It's Percy.
I'm still new to a lot of things, so you may find that I ask questions just to get the ground rules. And sometimes...
Here's a question, Spill. Do you or do you not want to eat my spooge?
Eat is a strong word.
How about take it in?
What I do with my body takes a lot of energy.
Sure it does. I'm sure it just involves taking it off a spooge. But it wouldn't be worth it otherwise, surely.
Sorry, I'm done now.
Are you spent?
I'm sure he is too.
Oh, God. We're so fucking immature, but it's still funny. Oh. Mike, you get inspiration.
Stay away from my spooge.
Spooge during all this is just clutching his branch. And
sorry, yes.
And looking from at first the group and then the spill back to you, Tyson, and then back to the spill, and it's just out of the words in kind of a half whisper. Jesus Christ, do you know these people?
Surely it would be worse if I didn't ask the question and just did it.
I'm kind of debating that. You're creepy as fuck, dude. Do you know that? What the fuck? I just met you.
Exactly. We have no social bond. I have no connection with you. It's not like I'll be betraying any form of trust. It's no social
connection. Hamburger, you fucking freak.
I have a question.
Simple no would have sufficed.
I have a question. So are you saying that you would eat him?
I don't eat
people. Literally, or would you eat him per se?
No, I don't eat people per se.
Okay, so would you be not eating him per se, or would you just be not eating him?
Look, it's easier if I show you. Spooge, come.
No, yeah, I don't know. No.
Well, now I don't know where we stand.
You're not eating me, you fucking weirdo. What's wrong with your hands?
Don't want to eat these are claws.
What's wrong with claws?
Yeah, we're together now.
No.
I feel like we have a mutual, us three have a mutual claw kind of camaraderie.
I don't really want to argue with that.
Food rounds on you, Rayla. So, and he points at you and says, so what, you're a fucking cannibal too?
No, I've just got claws. See?
Oh, yeah. Is that a thing you do? You get claws and then you fucking lure people into the goddamn forest with your fucking your wet brothers and then you eat them?
With the claw crew.
I don't have claws.
I'm not.
And now I do want to distance myself a little, because actually when he says we're the claw crew after you've just said that, it sounds like that's what we do and it's not.
We can workshop the title.
I don't know what we do at the moment.
I've only met him today and I died, so...
To be fair, if we're going by the thing that you've done the most, it's been get thwarted by a river, but, you know...
He can't swim, per se.
Why do you keep talking about Percy? Who's Percy?
No, it's per se.
I don't care how you pronounce it.
How would you pronounce computers?
What is...
I don't know. I'll be honest. I've got a bit lost. I've stopped wholly paying attention to the conversation. Who are you and why are you with my brother? Were you going to eat him? Or was that just this guy?
I was just trying to get him out of the forest.
That's nice.
Yeah, no, obviously fell in a fucking river, and then I pulled myself.
You did too, but I kind of jumped in.
Hi, claw.
Is that a thing we do?
Spill puts his hand out.
No.
I don't feel
no,
like that.
No.
We're not quite.
You've made it weird. You've made it weird.
All right. Anyway. This guy helped me navigate the forest, and he says there's a back door via the paywall that we can go to.
We already shut the paywall down briefly.
Oh, great. Even better.
It was me. I did it.
Wait, you did what?
We sort of tapped it so that it was just not there anymore.
Jesus Christ. Why did you do that?
Because we wanted to get through. I feel like that's fairly obvious.
He's going to send monitors to investigate, and then they're going to come looking for the fault, and they're going to come looking for you.
Also, a man appeared, and Tyson just decided to shoot him.
What? Scrooge turns slowly to look at you, Tyson, and just gives you a hard stare.
I don't remember this. What man was that?
It was the face that appeared over the fire he was talking to us about.
Oh, yes, that's why the robots appeared.
And when we weren't in a violent situation, and then Tyson occurred, and then we were in a violent situation.
Oh, huge. I feel like, you know...
You see what I'm doing here? You know, when you're blaming me for things, I'm flip-reversing that.
It's like a second. Spooge, you know, you've been here for, I don't know, ever, right? This is my first fucking day here. I'm just testing the waters. I didn't realise that murder robots were going to come after us if I shot fucking man in the sky.
In the real world, though, that if you showed up and started firing at a display screen in any civilised world...
Is it civilised? We're a bunch of fucking pixels. We're on some kind of quest given to us by some... Turtle.
False god.
With a power hungry.
It was a penguin. It was a penguin.
It wasn't what I signed up.
Can I just say I resented the pixels comment, but carry on.
You're pulling it off, you know, you've got all the right curves and lack thereof in
Don't
all the
patronize right me, Tyson. Finish your point.
It's getting weird. It's getting weird.
Anyway, so what are you saying is we shouldn't go back to the original firewall? At that paywall, because that's
going, I mean, there's no point in that. We've got a brick that, like, it's fine.
And also these monitors. What are these monitors?
It's difficult to explain. They're basically Sugarman's foot soldiers. He sends them in to solve problems. And if they can't find the problems immediately, they start working on solutions nearby. And that normally means things get real hard for programs like Mill whenever they're in the vicinity until they find the problem and then they stamp it out.
This Sugarman sounds like a bit of an arse.
That's kind of an understatement. There's a huge prick.
Shall we carry on with our thing then and just wait until he shows up?
Or we find this back door in.
Well, it's the same thing, isn't it? Like, we need to go over the river towards the place. And by the way, it's kind of that way no matter what.
Food kind of looks in the direction that you're pointing and says, where are you guys going?
Hop the hump.
Uh-huh. Okay, that makes sense. I can get you to the back door and that'll take you to the superhighway. That should get you to the hub pretty fast.
Do you know where we could find someone called Sage in the hub?
Booch narrows his eyes. He says, Sage what?
I just know Sage. Sage of the hub. Or in the hub. Maybe Sage Hub.
He shrugs and he says, I've never heard of that before.
Hub Sage?
Sage advice.
It could be pronounced Sagi.
Don't think it is.
It's probably not. We were specifically told Sage. But, you know, people pronounce things weird sometimes.
Ambitors. Look, I can help her get out of here at least and hopefully avoid the Minotaurs, but I can also help you get to the hub relatively easily, but yeah, I don't know anything about this Sage guy.
In fact, there's no reason I would inside check Spooge. I like Spooge.
I saw his eyes narrow. Can I inside check him for his eyes narrowing?
Yes, you can.
Let me see if I have a thing. I thought I had a thing. Oh, no, actually, I do. Double proficiency when using intact to determine a creature's mood or attitude. I do have a thing. So that is a 21.
Okay, so as far as you can tell, the narrowing of Spooge's eyes was out of genuine confusion rather than any kind of sort of ulterior motive.
Okay,
so if I'm going to go any further, you've got to promise none of you are going to eat me or molest me or whatever it is that any points at the spill. Whatever it is that he does.
Promise I won't eat you.
Concerning that you left the whole molestation blank, but...
Whoa. That's literally all I have.
Right. He walks at the back. I want him as far away from me as I can. The rest of you follow me.
Oh, it means I can keep you in my sight.
No. And Spooge sets off towards the bridge.
Spill, just, be chill, Spill.
I'm very chill. I'm having a lovely time.
You know what? Some of these trees might be quite tasty.
Yeah, no. I don't eat that, no.
Full of information.
No, again, I just really hope if I could show you. Just bite that bullet.
I toss him a bullet.
God bless visual medium.
Can he have disadvantage on dexterity to try and catch the bullet because he's got claws that are long? He's got long claws.
I don't think he's particularly trying to catch it.
The bullet just makes a tinkling noise as it bounces off of one of his claws. So yeah, you guys follow on behind Spooge, bickering as you go. Your ears have kind of filled with the sound of rushing water. The susurration of the forum trees around you. But as you get closer to the bridge, you hear another sound. Sort of a... And Spooge stops and looks up into the trees. And he says, oh, shit. We've got to go. Come on. Follow me. Get across the bridge.
Oh.
And he sets up a run.
I just grab Raylo by the collar and run after him.
All right, I can run myself. I can run my... Okay, this is...
Also, this guy mentioned fucking trolls, by the way. Trolls.
Oh, we should definitely...
So you guys start running towards the bridge, and as you hit it and you hear your feet padding along the wooden slats, you make it cross in double time, breathing heavy, and you stop and you see Spoo just kind of doubled over with his hand on a tree, breathing heavily. He says, okay, cool. I think we're safe. God damn it. I hate those things.
What are those trolls?
I'm really out of shit. Yep. There's trolls. Ah, God. Tyson, can you roll a perception check?
That's another natural 5-8.
So you don't hear what lifts itself out of the river behind you. What you see is a shadow falling upon you. And then a voice that sounds like it's dripping with malice and perpetually stuck in someone's basement says, you should kill yourself.
Oh God, we've run into Incel Valley.
Literally an online troll.
Yep.
Fuck.